You mean right now?
Yep.
Right now is when it happens.
Dum bum ba da ba da ba da dum dum. Dilla dum. Da 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 dum.
What have I told you about singing?
Hi! Didn't you think that was a welcome sort of addition to the podcast?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, see, he's so cynical about everything.
Well, that's why I'm here. Just kind of control you.
Don't know why I put up with it. It's ridiculous. Hello, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Matt, and this is Ben Lewis. Hi, Ben! Sorry, I've ruined...
Over flamboyance again, right?
I ruined your timing then.
Stop with the over flamboyance.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, you can't be as cynical as me. I'm just here to stop you being over flamboyant all the time.
Can I try and over sort of, you know, like compete with you in the cynicism?
Well, yeah, you can try. Eventually, your flamboyance will overpower you.
Yeah, suddenly I'll do a really camp laugh or something like that.
Yep.
Hello and welcome. So I hope you're all well. I hope you're sort of, you know, good on tea. You know, drinking lots of tea because that's good for you. Did you know that you should leave your tea to stew for a long time to release lots of good things?
So, lots of good things. Like what?
I can't remember what the name of it was, but if you leave your tea to stew, it releases stuff that's good for you in the long run. So
right. Well, what if you just like drink a glass of water and eat tea leaves?
That would probably be all right. But if you are going to
sort of cut out the middleman, just sort of sit there eating tea leaves and drink some water.
True.
Drink some boiling water. That'd do it.
Indeed. I mean, if that floats your boat, then why not do that? However, if you are going to drink tea, then have it stewed a little bit, and it's better for you. Anyway, today we have been on an adventure, a big adventure to where did we go again? Bath. We went to Bath.
Yeah.
To interview.
From Bristol.
Yeah, from Bristol. Yes, indeed. Because we're kind of around Bristol. We're kind of a bit north of Bristol. To go and see Boothy Graffo. And I can now say the name.
And what do you bet you can't? don't know that you got it wrong.
Graffo is the right, yeah. Because
I don't know if you're right or not. I don't know who they are.
The thing is, I thought it was Gaffro, but I got the R and the so it's Graffo and Nick Pin, which was our third interview for our Coffee With series. Check it out, mattandben.net. It's where all the cool kids are. It's where all the fans are. Make sure you're there.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, and it went, but yeah, I think it went well.
I haven't edited it together yet, so, you know, we don't know that it was all right.
I'm always nervous, but because we do these things before the edit, so I think it went okay. And, yeah, it was quite enjoyable. We went to a little pub. Just miles away in Bath. I mean, it was a long, long way away from the town centre.
Yeah.
We were walking for quite some distance.
Well, the idea was we would walk from the train station to this pub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which was quite close to the theatre that they were performing in that
But it
evening.
Was very long way from this train station.
Well, it was, and for a number of reasons, wasn't it? Because...
Yeah.
Well, let's start at the beginning. We got on the train. First of all, it was delayed, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, the first train was delayed.
Which wasn't a great start, so we were all sort of going... Blah, 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 blah. So we had to get on another train. And that was to Bristol, because there's Bristol Parkway and Bristol Temple Meads, which are pretty close to each other, but for some reason take an age to get from one to the other.
Yeah, yeah. It needs to take about a minute,
yeah.
And it actually takes like... 10, 15 minutes, probably.
Literally, it wouldn't take that long to run, I reckon, or cycle. But the train, for some reason, takes about 15, 20 minutes, which is stupid. So then we got there, and because we got the delayed train, we had to run to get there.
It was to go from Bristol Parkway to Bath, we had to change trains,
mm.
which was really weird.
Which is silly.
You're going to, not very, and Bristol to Bath is not very far.
Exactly. You don't even have to change from Bristol to Plymouth, which is the journey you used to do a lot.
Mm.
But, yeah, from Bristol to Bath, for some reason, takes a couple of, or takes one change. But, so we did that. We ran, we got the train. And then I was kind of in a giddy state of mind, I think. And I was a little bit too keen. And we got off the train too early. What was the name of the station?
Oldfield Park.
Oldfield Park, yeah.
Yeah, which is the stop just before Bath Spa, which is the one we should have got off at.
And I only realised that until we got to the end of the pathway. I was like, this must be it. This must be... This.
Matt booked the tickets. Matt knew where we were going, apparently.
All right, blame me.
Well, it was entirely your fault.
Well, the thing is, we got off the train. I was like, yeah, because it was the right time to get off the train. And there was no announcement or anything. So I got off and went, yeah, this is all good. This is all good. Hang on, this doesn't look like a... I mean, Bath's a big place. This is just a curb more than anything. And sure enough, it was the wrong... It was the wrong train station. And then we looked at the train. You looked at the train.
I looked at the train times and realised the next train. Right, bear in mind we were supposed to be meeting Thingy and what's his face.
Boothby and Nick, get their names right, please.
No, I refuse. Boothby and Nick. I'm not even going to try and remember those names. What was I saying?
We were
supposed to meet them at what? What was it?
2:30.
Half two. The next train to get to Bath Spa would have been at 2:15 or 2:20.
Which would have got us, which would have got us in there at about 2:30. Bearing in mind there's about half an hour walk from Bath Spa to the pub that we were meeting them at.
So what we decided to do was walk from Oldfield Park Station to the place where we were supposed to be meeting these people, whoever they are.
Yeah.
took a long time.
Well,
really.
It did. It was a sort of power walk, and so basically it ended up, I thought we could maybe sort out an alternative route that was a bit quicker, but no, we kind of walked pretty much to Bath Spa.
We walked the route that the train should have taken us.
Yeah, which actually didn't take that long. Well, it took about half an hour, let's face it.
Yeah.
And then it took another half hour from there to the pub, which I thank God for my GPS on my phone, because if I didn't have that, we'd just be screwed.
Yeah, we would.
Because that was
we'd still be in Oldfield Park. Just like, what? What are we doing?
Oh no! What's going to happen? See, the problem was I printed off a map that morning. Well,
did you actually print it off a map?
I printed it off, but I didn't pick it up from the printer on the way down.
Oh no!
Because I was in such a rush because I'm the most unorganized person in the world. But anyway, we did the interview. It went all right. No technical problems, which is
godsend.
Oh, I'm so thankful. Although, having said that, you may discover something has gone drastically. Apart from a smudge in the camera. That's the only thing.
Oh, yeah, there was this little smudge.
Mm.
Oh, well, it's fine.
I mean, that's fine. We can live with that. But it's just, every time we do one of these things, we discover something next time. It's like, next time we'll do this. Next time. So next time we'll clean the lenses of the camera.
Everything has gone wrong. No, not everything has gone wrong. Something has gone wrong every single time.
Mm.
I mean, the first time we did it, it was too noisy. There was some woman in the background yelling.
Stupid woman.
Second time, we didn't turn the microphone on.
It was on. It just, the settings on the PC didn't detect it.
Yeah.
And it sounds not great.
No, because we had to use the sound from the cameras, which is awful.
Yeah. But this one, it appears
to work. This one technically was fine, but we did get off the train at the wrong time.
Indeed.
And every train was delayed almost. And
it might turn out
rubbish. There were probably other things that went wrong. There were other things that went wrong. I just can't remember what they are.
Was there a few more things that you couldn't find? The thing is, what we have is three cameras. So we have a camera on me. All me! Then a camera on the interviewer. In this case,
interviewee.
Interviewee.
You are the interviewer.
I know.
So you have a camera on you and on the interviewer.
Which normally is one person, but this time was two people, but that kind of worked.
That was fine.
And then we have a wide shot to prove that we're both there. Because on the first one we did with Mark Olver, it looked like that I'd been superimposed on an interview.
It was weird that, because the light was different somehow. So we were next to a window.
So we now have a wide shot that sort of proves that we're all there together. Mm. You know, that it has actually happened.
Also, the side of your face is in the shot of them this one. Yeah, you still get the side of your face.
That was a bit of trouble.
Well, no, it's fine. It's fine. It proves you're there.
Mm. Indeed. Indeed. That's all we need. But the problem, yeah, the thing is, you didn't know where to put the camera, where to put the wide shot.
Oh, yeah.
You were sort of scavering around.
Because basically, we got to the pub to set up, and then Matt left to go and find Bert and Ernie.
Who were just lost on the street, by the way. Because I was like, I'll probably have to ring them because they're setting up or whatever. But they were literally kind of just hanging around on the street. I was like, it's all right, guys. It's all right. I'm here.
But whilst he was doing it, I was frantically trying to find a ledge or somewhere to put this camera because I couldn't put it on the table I was sat at because it was too low and too close. So it ended up on a shelf sort of high up just against somewhere. I don't know. It was sort of perched precariously because it had to point downwards as well, so, yeah.
Mm, but I think you did it. I think you managed pretty damn well. You did good.
I hope so.
You did good, Lance. So then we went home, and I think that
another train delay.
Oh, God.
Delays everywhere.
Oh, all these delays, Ben. I don't know how we coped.
I don't know.
And also, oh, my back. My back's very... Because normally, for these things, we just have to walk from the car to the wherever we're doing the interview and back, which is normally
like a minute.
Not too long. Not too long at all. We had to walk altogether 3 miles today.
Oh, that sounds like loads when you say it like that.
We did. We walked three...
When you say it like that, it sounds rubbish.
Mm. It sounds rubbish. Oh, yeah, sounds...
3 miles is not that far.
Nah, think of a mile. Times that by three.
Actually, if you say it like that, then yeah, it does sound like more.
A mile to...
If you just say 3 miles, it doesn't sound like much. But we were carrying quite a lot of stuff.
But hey, you say to someone, oh, I'm going to have to walk a mile to do this. That's an expression of a long time. 3 miles?
That's true.
3 miles?
There whilst carrying what? Three tripods.
Yep, so...
Three cameras. A mic... A massive microphone.
Which is bigger than a normal camera.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that microphone is bigger than all three cameras combined. And a laptop. And some smaller tripods.
Yeah.
And some other things
as
well.
Our life.
Yeah.
Our phones. Our egos. Well.
Yeah, they take a lot of carrying.
Well, my ego, at least.
Yeah.
Two
people.
Plus our I swear there was something else that I brought along. Oh, and my charger. I bring my... We just bring everything to try and, you know, just things. But anyway, we did manage to get back in good time, which was nice. The train back was kind of went fairly smoothly. You know, we got all the right trains. We did.
Yeah, we didn't get off at the wrong station.
No, that was good. That was good. Drove home. Ben drove us home in his lovely Vauxhall Corsa, which is a nice drive. It was quite hot in there.
But it was actually, but it'd been in the sun all day.
Mm-hmm. So you drove back fine, but we didn't crash. And then we went to our favourite pub where we live, but they don't serve food.
Yeah, we live in this pub.
We do, indeed.
We do, actually.
Well, you were saying we can. It is almost our office.
It is. I mean, every time we go out, it's like we just go back to the pub and get the laptops out. Put some files on them.
Well, that's the thing, because you've got your three memory cards that you have to upload things onto.
Yep, three memory cards from the three cameras.
And then I've got the audio that I've done as well.
Yep.
So we kind of do a bit of file sharing and view the footage, see if it looks all right, go, oh, shit, that happened. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's the mindset that we go through. Yep. However, they weren't serving food, so we went to another pub.
Which did serve food.
Yeah.
It took ages. Yeah, it did take a
long time.
Yeah.
Why? They didn't they didn't put out cutlery for us either.
No, that's true.
Oh, I sighed. But you were right. Ben's arrived. It was a nice pie. What was it? Steak and ale pie?
Steak and ale pie, yeah, with mashed potato and peas. Mm, and a boat full of gravy.
Exactly. You couldn't even finish it. There was so much.
Yeah.
It?
Yeah, very nice.
Oh, I ordered lasagna. Same price! Same price as the pie.
It was exactly the same price.
Yeah. And it looks like someone had smeared a bit of... sort of the essence of lasagna on my plate. It was a smear. It was a smear of lasagna. Like, you know, like pesto, you know, you get with a salad or something. It's just a little smear of green pesto that you get with a meal. It looked like that. Plus a bit of salad and, oh, some garlic bread. The garlic bread.
It is quite interesting when you get a meal and it is entirely two-dimensional. it was weird. It was like, you know, they bit, yeah.
It was flat. I was saying it looked like someone sneezed on the plate, sneezed up a bit of lasagna. And you know, right, this is a thing. This is a bit of consumer advice. If you're ever going to go to a pub to have some food, don't have lasagna because they don't know how to do it. They assume lasagna is some sort of sauce. There was more garlic bread than lasagna.
There was, actually.
There was. That's not an exaggeration. I've put a picture of it online.
It looks all right in the picture, but don't be fooled.
No, it's flat. The lasagna is actually flat. There's no dimension to it.
There are no layers.
No.
That's the point. A lasagna is layers.
There was literally a layer of pasta, which is by no means... And, I mean, I was saying to Ben, that meal is probably... I mean, it was tasty enough, but... It was warranted of a complaint more than any meal I've probably ever had before. I mean, I've had steaks that aren't rare, and that's upsetting. But, I mean, that was just... That's not even lasagna. I paid $6.55, was it? That was... Just,
something like that.
Look at that picture and think $6.55 and feel the disgust that I felt, all right? So, I mean, that should have been a situation.
We should have had a picture of my pie, just as a comparison.
Indeed. Imagine a massive pie.
Yeah, it was quite... Well, it wasn't a massive pie. It was, you know...
An average
adequately
size pie.
Sized pie. Yeah.
$6.55's worth of pie.
Yeah.
Imagine
very
that.
Good, very good. Yeah,
very yeah nice. It was good. So, yes, not that. But how do you complain? Because I
you go up and go, oi, you!
Because even as you...
Complain.
I mean, as she put
whilst
it down...
Whilst waving your finger. I'm waving my finger here.
Yeah, it's very dramatic.
For comic effect, trying to wave my finger. I hope you can hear that.
Hear that effort that's going into that finger waving. It's more of an arm movement. You
know? You're just waving your finger frantically.
An arm
through the air.
Thrust.
Yeah. Both fingers. No, no, actually, no. You have to do one finger. One finger.
But I'm too polite. I can't complain. I have to go, oh, excuse me, I'm not very happy. But it was, even as she was putting it down, I was trying not to laugh. I was literally, and as soon as she went, and I was like, is everything fine? I was like, you know, anything else I can do? It's like, no, fine, lovely, thanks.
So, yeah, you can bring me sort of the other half of this lasagna, then, please.
That's what I should have done. It's like, it's not very, I'm hungry. I'm still hungry now. I've had two quality streets. I'm still hungry.
Wow.
I have to have some toast.
That's really hungry.
I know. Two whole... I'm not even, you know, one chocolate will do me. You know, on an average day, it'll be fine. And then we went back to our pub and someone had nicked our table. No!
We'll just clarify. We have a table that we always use in this pub. It's by the window. It's a big table. It's very nice. And someone had nicked it! Evil people.
So sad. It wasn't good.
Yeah.
But as soon as they went, we pounced on it. like eagles. Like, bang! That's our table. It should be reserved for us.
It should, yeah.
So we were doing all this file sharing, but it wasn't at our office. We were working out of the office.
Which isn't as good as it sounds.
Indeed. And I very nearly spilt a whole pint of Guinness, or Foster's even, on my laptop. And it was it was that moment, it didn't fall. And it's just I knocked it enough to be seriously disconcerting. And it was just a kind of acknowledgement of everything's fine and just,
Right, okay, we haven't just destroyed everything that we need
that
to carry on with this stuff.
That could have been a serious problem and wasn't. Let's put the laptops away and forget anything ever happens.
Yeah.
So that was our eventful day. Here's to the next one. You know, I mean, hopefully it will be
Uneventful. Well, actually, no, we hope that something goes wrong.
It's good.
Nothing major, but something enough to for us to complain.
You know, like Ben just like gets a growth out of his head. Like he grows an extra head. It's like, oh, that's a bit weird. And then it dies. You know.
Yeah, it dies for the next one because then something else has to go wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. But just something quirkily strange, but is overcomable. Mm. That would be good.
I lose an arm or something.
So, folks, go to www.mattandben.net. There was the pause there as I was waiting for the music to start, where you can see all the coffees and we do a podcast every week. It's all right. Also available at mattandben.net or audioboo.com/mattandben. FM.
Audioboo.fm.
Yeah, that's really weird, though.
Yeah.
No one... Well, we've discussed this before, but no one does a .fm apart from Audioboo. It's a very...
That's true.
It's a very strange thing. Thank you very much for listening. Watch the video. See you again! Bye!
See ya.